There we go. I'm not going to tell you what I just did. Welcome to the show. This is I Am Everything with your host, Sean A. Town. And I'm here with who?
Nate Dog.
It's Ren the Faceless. We're both roommates.
Both roommates. And what do you guys do in your life?
I perform for Cirque du Soleil. I also rate Tim Hortons donuts professionally.
Well, that's probably disappointing. I mean, their donuts are very disappointing. The McDonald's donuts, though. You ever try those ones?
Those are even worse.
I mean, my girlfriend wouldn't agree with you, but I like to... I don't know. Tim Hortons donuts are just kind of dry. But we will get into what you guys do in terms of music.
After this, we do music, too.
Wait, you can hold the suspense there. Well, I want people clamoring for it. I want people to dialing their nearest governor or whatever we have here and asking what these two gentlemen do here. But first, let's play some songs. So, here we go. This is a little... hopefully it works. Travis Scott franchise. Yeah. I made you get that rich and million, bust it down, bitch. I made you get that petty, bust it down, bitch. I came from out the jungle with this shit right on my arm. Okay. Yeah. I'm a franchise nigga, yeah.
We like 100 mil up.
Yeah, 10 Cuban links, I got game.
200 mil.
Yeah, bought my first Rolex serving cane. Yeah, told the main thing, she did these, she can pull my cup. Right. I put pink diamonds in your teeth, yup. Fully loaded, told that magazine, yup. So, bitch, I'm rolling and I'm on codeine, yup.
That might be.
Pussy good and deep, she belongs to the streets, yeah. Swag in Tokyo, in the plug, Japanese, yeah. I been getting my tape before I knew what was like. Mixed breed, bad bitch, bite me like on Tyson. DJ X-rated, know I make it thunder and lightning. Take that nigga Benny, bring me 100,000 ones. 150 for the walkthrough, I'm talking my gun. Me and Slack, that super slimy shit. Yeah, drop the hoes out, we just slime the bitch. Yeah, watch so frozen, know what time it's out. Yeah, sci-fi, say we shooting with confidence. Now, boule, buy a bitch a Berkey, that's a compliment.
Straight up.
Ballin' like the Lakers won a championship. Yeah,
put up. Free bang gang.
Slick. Yep, in my white tee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call the Pipe Williams for the hype, please.
It's lit.
They gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes. Cacti's not no iced tea. Got them bamboozled like I'm Spike Lee. You need more than Google just to find me. I just call a beta, get a hyphy.
Ooh, incredible. General.
I just start the label just to sign me. And Chase connected like we Siamese. We been on a run for like a crime spree. Talk to me nicely.
Yeah.
I seen his face, seen it. Yeah, on his white tee.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Call the Sprite people.
Come on,
hold on. Private flight franchise sightseeing.
On private flight.
Popped him in his hands, he was tight. Caterpillar Rari, I fought to lift it up. I went on the stand, told the judge, pass my cup.
Hey.
Ran up 20 million, told the devil, keep the look.
Look.
Keep the hope,
pop,
keep the smoke,
hey,
slack, talk to me nicely,
talk me nicely,
keep her on the chain, that ain't like me,
that ain't like me,
Scots with no strings, you can't tie me,
with your home,
bitch. I'm higher than a plane, on where the Skypes be, yep, in my slime tee, Princey in his prime, yeah, yellow bone too feisty, yeah, clean them up, no knocking, yeah,
yep, in my white tee,
yeah.
Williams for the hype, please.
It's lit.
They gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes.
Excuse me.
Back in the hood of the cave, we built this shit off of pain. In the corporate building, I'm double cupping champagne. Come through in quintuplets, automatic, same name. Tryna show all my young niggas how to start up a league. Coming through with no tops, showing them Mickey D. After 12 a.m. come through, it's special. Elevate up the top, this shit got levels.
No.
That was 68 with Nervous Passenger. And before that was Franchise Remix by Mr. Travis Scott. Apparently, he's going to be developing his own... Well, he's not going to be developing, but he will have his own video game, apparently, which will be kind of interesting to see. So here we are. Welcome back to the show. I hope, I'm glad you're here listening to me. Think of this like it's 1920. You have nothing better to do. You're sitting there with your family eating oatmeal or whatever you ate back... or I guess you wouldn't be alive, but whatever your ancestors ate back then. And we're here with the illustrious State of I. Say I.
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 How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks
we
for...
like it here. It's a nice space.
Yeah, it's very... it's very grungy, which, you know, represents my show very well. How is the, like, quarantine happening for you? How's that going?
Well, honestly, I'm down with it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like, I don't like that people were dying or getting sick.
Yeah. But it's good for your brain, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. You need that reset.
Yeah.
That time to take inventory on your life.
Yeah.
Kind of assess where you're at.
It's true, because if you don't like your job, you have a lot of time to think about it. You have a lot of time to be like, you know, reassess your career, which is what I did. I used to be a bartender, server, but no more. I'm not doing that shit anymore.
You're done serving.
Yeah, unless someone comes from, I don't know, what's a good server place? I don't know, nowhere. I'm not working anymore in hospitality. Maybe make lattes, but what do you guys think?
I don't know, man. If the Mandarin headhunts me, I'm hitting up the Mandarin 100%.
Yeah.
Going to buffets?
It is open, though.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know how they serve it, but I think it's good. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of sketchy. I would never go there. That's probably where Corona is coming back. Just not like, you know. Anyways, I'm not going to go there. But let's just say that it's not a good place to go because a lot of people will be there.
Shout out to the Mandarin. Shout out to egg rolls.
Shout out to Mandarin. Oh, they're shrimps. I love their shrimps.
I can do.
But I will say the hospitality industry is crazy because you don't know. You got to wear a mask for 8 hours and you might get tipped and you have people complaining and say, why should I wear a mask when I stand up and go to the washroom? I'm not going to get corona. It's like, buddy, it's not for you. It's for other people. So you don't cough in their face. You don't know if you have it, right? I see that post all the time. I understand it because I'm trying to be in the middle. So I'm not, like, too masky, but I'm not, like, no masky. You know what I mean? I'm just, like, smack down in the middle. I'm chill. What do you guys think?
It drives me nuts, man. Like, if I'm, like, hardcore extreme, just wear a wear a mask, you know? If you're going to a place of business.
Right.
And that's sort of what they've deemed necessary to come in. Like, shirt and socks and shoes.
And mask, yeah.
You can wear a mask for the time that it takes to do business. Like, personally.
It's true.
I don't want, COVID aside, I don't want these people's, like, cummy incest breath on me. So keep that mask on anyways.
It's true. And I think this is an issue, though. I think establishments should have masks available just in case. Because there's been many times where I'd walk to the store leisurely, da-da-da-da-da, and guess what? I forgot my mask. And, oh, fuck, I'm going to go back home. I'm probably not going to go out. I'm too lazy. But if they had masks there... But, you know, that'd be more... Because then people don't have complaint. Oh, I don't bring a mask. I mean, I'm sure they have masks. I'm sure they have masks there. I don't know what I'm talking about. But wear your masks for right now, okay, guys? You don't want to end up like the U.S. of duh. You know what I mean? So, guys, how's the music writing going and all that stuff? And, yeah, like, how do you... Are you guys... Have you guys been, like, doing that or anything? Or writing anything new?
The most inspiration we could ever get from what's happening in the world is now. Given the thematic resonance of our kind of band.
Right.
Which is radically political.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's like fuel for our fire.
You guys are modern day Rage Against the Machine.
No. We don't want to.
That's doing them a disservice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
one thing is it's hard not to make... combined metal and hip-hop without sounding like Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
They do it so well.
They do it amazing. You know who else does it well? Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, all right. Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog-flavored water.
Yeah.
$2 bill, y'all. Is that one of them?
But Rage Against the Machine, I love them. But then they came out with their concert ticket prices. I was like, you sold out. Come on. just make it more affordable. Why is it $1,000 per nosebleed seats, right?
$1,000? No.
It was like
300.
Yeah, that's still a lot. It should be like 150. They're millionaires. They don't need, you know, right? What do you think?
I would have paid it. I just slept in that day. I didn't get tickets, but they tour so infrequently that
right. It makes sense.
I wouldn't mind it. I know it's going to a good cause. Like all those guys,
are gonna put it somewhere, huh?
They do a lot for all of the communities that they're involved in.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
It is pretty steep, though. I do get where you're coming from.
Yeah. I think part of the information that was lost, it's when people saw the prices, they assume that they're setting the prices, but their baseline fee was so high.
Right.
For the venues. And through Ticketmaster. And so
Ticketmaster eats it all up, I think.
Yeah. And so they had a section of seats that were priced higher.
Right.
Much higher. But like 90% of that was going to specific charities for each city.
Yeah. I like that then. I mean, I don't know if other bands like MCR, I don't know if they were doing that, but I almost did get tickets to My Chemical Romance. It's a good thing I didn't. Because it was like through a third person, so mm-hmm. like wouldn't have been able to return it. Imagine, and now they're not. I mean, they might tour, but
yeah, their concert tickets were the same price, right?
Yeah,
I guess if you love the band, then
what
are you gonna do?
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about one of your songs. Speaking of songs, tell me about your song I'm gonna play here.
Yeah, State of I.
Yes.
It's a dope track. The first single we ever wrote together, and my man right here wrote all the lyrics for it. So maybe you could.
I don't really know what to say other than I mean it speaks for itself. It's just it's the feeling of the angst that we have as a generation that's been largely alienated by the systems that are set before us, and just how you feel against the vernacular that is broadcasted to us.
Right. I like that. And it's actually funny. I always, for some reason, I don't know, my brain has not been on for a while now, as Nate would know. Even when I first worked at Rhapsody, my brain has just not been working. I think it's given up. When I turned 28, I was like, you're good, buddy. You don't need the brain anymore. But what I'm referring to is, I always thought the band was State of I, which is a pretty cool name. But it's actually, what is it, guys?
You know, that's Undersold in Skies. That's USS Posse.
Yes. There's actually a band called USS.
There is, which is why we don't go by only USS. Got to be USS Posse. And Nate going brr, brr, in a BG.
Sick. All right, sorry, I got distracted again. Again, my brain's not on. But here we go. I'm going to play State of I. After that will be a band from Toronto called the OBGMs. I don't know if you guys know them. They have a song called Karen O's. I think it's reference to Karen O from Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who is amazing. Ever watch the video Sacrilegious Yeah Yeah Yeah? That's my favorite video. If you don't know about shooting a music video, when I see that, I was like, I want to shoot a music video. Let's just give you an idea. The music video shot backwards. So think about that for a sec. But first, here it is, State of I under Stolen Skies.
this. Participate in the hate, the devastation. It. I wasn't raised to be phased by the bullshit. Nor am I above all our mistakes. Like I'm a human, but you abuse it. Program without a conscience. Stop us still accusing me. Myself, my mind, my kind, my eyes, my right, my life, my fight. The door's locked, opportunity knocks. Ka-ka-ka. What to do about that? The door's locked, opportunity knocks. Ka-ka-ka. What to do about that? The door's locked, opportunity knocks. He talks walking, looking like a cop car hopping. The door's locked, opportunity knocks. Ka-ka-ka. What to do about that?
Oops, well. That was the OBGMs, and that was pretty, that was a good song, actually. I didn't hear that song to the full extent. What did you guys think?
Oh, sick.
Yeah?
I like the breakdown.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, your song, State of I, had a lot of energy as well. Reminded me of Fever 333. I mean, imagine you guys on tour with a similar band like that who, you know, against the... what you guys are against in terms of the government and the Trumps and the dictatorship and the Hitler Juniors, you know, I think that'd be a sick combination. And then guess what? Who opens? Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, they open for us, right?
Yeah,
they open for you guys. Imagine how, you'd have to be as big as U2 to have them open for you. Would they even open for U2?
I don't know. think so. I don't think they open for anyone anymore.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sure, if Jesus came back from heaven and played a concert, he would open for Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I can see that.
They would ask for his papers, though, I think. It's like, we don't think, you know, we don't think you're the martyr that you could be.
It's true. So, I'm glad you guys can join me, and listeners alike can join me sitting around the campfire, whatever files. Whatever fires you have in your house today. This is November 6th, my birthday next Thursday. I'm going to be 30. So you guys can actually send me money for advertisements. I'll talk about your shit if you pay me. That's what's going to happen. Or you can just buy me cereal. I mean, one or the other. It is what it is, right? What are you guys going to get me for my birthday? A kick in the ass?
I hope you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know what, actually? I do, but have you tried the new Cinnamon Toast Crunch? It's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's made by the same people. It's called Sugar Cookie.
Sounds good.
Sugar Cookie.
I'm yes. a huge fan of anything Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Go to Walmart, and it's bang. It's yeah. bang on. It's like it's has the same consistency as sugar Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it's sugar, sugar cookie. It's amazing. There should be a cereal place here. Okay, let me give you the breakdown of the cereal restaurant I have going on. You show up, it closes at 5 a.m., 1 to 5 a.m. Instead of going to McDonald's, you go here, you order your size, a bowl, small, medium, large. You can order your different milks. You look on the wall, there's all these kinds of cereal that you can't buy at, in Canada, and you eat. And then also you're sitting at a table that's multicolored, and in the middle a screen comes up, and you can watch cartoons. I mean, what do you guys think of that?
So
you just came up with that right now.
Yeah.
How come you don't have people pouring in here? Offering you.
Because sometimes people think I'm a little crazy.
Oh, man.
But guess what? I love it. It's a part of the game. You just gotta love yourself. Because no one might not love you, right? I mean, my girlfriend loves me. I think my dog loves me. But I know I love myself. Well, sometimes I don't. Especially when I eat lots of cereal. So, are you guys going to come out with another song anytime soon?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we had this... projection for this like 7-song EP pre-COVID, but you know, COVID came and slowed us down a little bit, so our band practices are staggered a lot more,
right?
You know,
shout out to the garage Kitchener.
Oh yeah, great place to jam. They're down by Sherwood.
Off Gordon.
Yeah.
Is that like a free thing or is that like a paid thing?
It's you rent rooms by the hour, or you can rent monthly. But the availability for jam spaces in Kitchener is fairly scant, except for the garage. And it's right beside a music store, so you go get your pedals, your little chords, and you go in there and bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang, thank you, ma'am. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's right.
Maybe, do they want, I don't know if I'm loud, if I'm like yelling at you or yelling at people. Do they want to be on the radio as an advertisement? Ask them.
Maybe.
$5.
Honestly, though, they're so busy.
$5 a week. Think about it.
All right, we'll mention it.
It's deal or no deal. Does this briefcase have $5 or does it have $5 million? Deal or no deal? No, not deal, no deal. Shark Tank. Now, hear my business pitch, okay? I'm going to talk about your business on radio for $5 a week. All right?
That's threatening.
Yeah, I know.
That is some...
Give me your lunch money. Give me your $5 your mom gave you. Give me your wagon wheel, too. I didn't even like wagon wheels. So this is a request show. I don't know if you guys know. I play requests. Sometimes it's my own requests because I'm everything and nothing. That's where the name comes from. However, you guys have a request, right?
Yeah, we got a request. We got a bunch of requests. We can request all night, but I think we should start off with one of our favorite tracks by KRS-One.
Yeah. And what does this track mean to you? MCs act like they don't know.
Well, okay, it's the beat DJ Premier on the cut, and the beat is so smooth, so hard, and then KRS-One comes out. And every track he puts down is just powerful. Much energy.
Yeah, he's got a very abrasive flow style that almost goes against the beat.
Right, and I like that.
Yeah, you're forced to feel it.
I like that. All right. Here it is. MCs act like they don't know. Bit beat.
Body, if you got what it takes, cause I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the breaks. Won a Grammy, I won't win a Tony, but I'm not the only MC keeping it real. When I grab the mic and smash rap, my girls go ill. Check the time as I rhyme, it's 1995 whenever I arrive. The party gets live, flow with the master rhymer. That's a leap behind a video rapper, you know the chart climber. Tapper, down goes another rapper, on to another matter. Punch up the data, blast master. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everybody. Call up KRS, guaranteed to rip a party. Flat top. A Nazi dread. There once was a story about a man named Jed. But now Jed is dead. All his kids instead want to kick rhymes up the top of their head. Word will go around, come around, I figure. Now we got white kids calling themselves niggas. The tables turn as the crosses burn. Remember, you must learn about the styles I flip and how wild I get. I go on like a space age rocket ship. You could be a Mac, a pimp, hustler, a player. But make sure live you is a dope.
Act like they do not know. I wonder who that was to. Oh shit. Do you guys know who that was? Who he was talking about?
Everybody.
Everyone.
That was everybody in the 9-5.
You know who he's talking about though? He actually knew the future. He was talking about Ice Cube because Ice Cube's a little bitch for liking Trump. And Lil Wayne. and Lil Pump and 50 Cent. All those people can, you know, go where they came from. Right?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Just my opinion, right? Anyone who wants to like Trump, that's fine. But you're, buddy, you're dead to me. That's XOXO Gossip Girl. Here we go. I have this song coming up here. I interviewed this artist recently. Her name is Bedhead. She's from Toronto. I put out, I don't know, I forget when I put it out. But she's amazing. She's pretty sure she's brand new, just breaking in. But this song is such a jam. It's, I'd say it's like more like indie pop, but it's about mental health. So, you know, before I butcher what it's about, let me just get her to see. Let's just see what she says, what's about.
Hey, it's Bedhead. Fight No More is a song about putting your foot down on unhealthy situations that may have a hold on you. Maybe it's a bad friend or a toxic job, a partner. For me, it was my depression. I was at a really low point in my life back in 2017. And after years of seeking help for my mental health, I felt like I kept slipping back to this same sort of dark place over and over and over again. And it was just incredibly frustrating. Something inside me sort of like snapped, and I was overcome with conviction to not let it rule my life anymore. And although I know those changes don't happen overnight from personal experience, that's where the song was born. I hope you enjoy it, and wherever you are, I hope you're staying safe and healthy. Lots of love.
What do you know? I did it again. You are a storm, I'm in the rain. Laying the blame like it's a game. Fell on my pain. I lay like it's nothing, up for discussing. Reading the signs, hurting inside. Got nothing to say, walking away. Cause I don't wanna.
Holla, holla, holla. Just in time. That was Bedhead with Fight No More. Actually got in a deep conversation about the election. Viewers, listeners, who do you think will win? Trump or Biden? By the time we arrive next Friday, we will know these answers. What do you guys think? Biden, Trump, or Kanye somehow?
Kanye. Ooh, Kanye with a steel chair. That's what's taken Nevada so long.
Kanye with a steel
they
chair.
Don't want to admit that Kanye won Nevada.
I mean, yeah. Him and Jared Leto can start a cult together. I don't know who would be the leader, though. I guess they would have to fight it out.
They can human centipede and both be the leader.
True. That would be a good collaboration album, I think. So how are you guys doing today? How's the wife's doing? How's the dog's doing?
You know, man, I want to talk about WCW like you promised on your last episode.
Oh, shit. All right. My girlfriend does probably not want me to talk about this. She probably does not want me to talk about wrestling. But here we go. We are entering the realm of WCW, where Eric Bischoff and the NWO run wild over the Federation of the World Championship Wrestling. So I'm watching WCW 98 right now. I started from 97, WWE Network. I think it's $9 a month. But you can watch like all the WCW there. The only thing is they like kind of like add an audio that aren't supposed to be, that's like, you know, like Chris Jericho's song is kind of different. And just because like back then WCW could have had Metallica like as Sting's song. Like they just had all these like copyright things. But it's sick, though. I don't know a lot about WCW. What do you guys think about WCW?
I mean, I like Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's
good. I like the fact that he wears knee pads on his shins.
That's true.
It's like, what are you doing?
He is old as shit. He's probably older than... Who's shit. Older? Betty White? I feel like they probably dated back in the day. But you know who's sick, though? I used to like the NWO Black and White, but they just came out too much. I was just like, but the red now? Ooh,
oh,
too sweet. Pack. There's actually a website you can go on, Chalkline. They sell NWO jackets and NWO shorts, and they're so sick. I recommend checking them out if you like wrestling, or like they have other stuff too. But Chalkline, if you're listening, which you probably are not because you live in USA, but if you're listening, I will sponsor you, and you just send me some shorts and jacket, and I'll be too sweet. Wolfpack in the house. Ooh, house. But I will talk more about NWO next week because I want to talk about these guys here. What's the next request you have, by the way? Before we continue. What do you guys think?
Next question?
Oh, request.
Oh, request. Oh. Ooh. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even remember what I suggested.
You mean you suggested during the break?
Yeah.
Don't break the magic. So you suggested... Busta Rhymes, Strap Yourself Down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
Like, just came out with a new album. It's 2020. Man, sounds like he's still like 20 himself.
Yes.
Killing
true.
It on the tracks. The album is like, I think 20, 24 tracks of
yeah.
fire. It's amazing. Came out like a week ago.
ODB's on it. RIP. Eminem.
Yeah. There's some huge.
Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick, Mariah Carey. Is Mariah Carey on there?
I mean, who really cares about that?
Well,
I mean,
it's just cool to hear her on a.
Yeah, that's true. That's well. True. Yeah. She was probably lip syncing that too. She probably has like, she probably has like a 21-year-old singing her songs now. Like, if you can't sing your songs live anymore, just don't sing. Just please don't sing. That's just my opinion. All right, here it is, Busta Rhymes.
I got something real heavy to lay on you, man.
Now that's what I need.
Can you dig it?
One, two.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
One, two. One, two. One, two. One, two.
Talk shit if it's high talk. To the top, Tibbity Power Off. Side talk serious, top floor bitch with a top fleet. Feast over niggas with sharp teeth. Full time, get it. Za, go and get Wata. La, la. Water drop trip, see how we slide. Big broad titty, they droop. Seat the bitch all in the coop. Jealous niggas, you don't want me to shoot.
It all.
Bang, bing, bing, bang, bang. Think you're listening to the wrong song?
Bing, bang, pow.
Full time niggas, eh?
Ooh, pow.
Bang niggas till they all do sing. What you gonna do now?
Do now.
We don't allow foes here now. Watch little nigga, we bow. The goal set it. Beat niggas down to the ground.
Make them regret it.
And get it. We can never do wrong.
I said it.
What the?
Fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna play a little game of death?
What the?
Voodoo.
Take it up, take it up.
What the?
cuckoo.
I'll kick you in your gut and be making you wanna doodle.
Wanna doodle.
Like the man in the Shangri-La. Shorty dick, name the dick, Strangula. Black Maybach, Dracula. Cause everything I do is spectacular. It's the guy giving you wrong. Shit got you smashing your truck, crashing your car. Aw, shit, homie, you see. And now you don't say, don't say. I've been killing this bitch, homie, we don't play, don't play. Laying shit down, get on the floor. Yeah, niggas dig out, we digging down to the car. Earned the right to passes, is why I'm giving you all.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm the flash, you ever saw. Bot boy, giving you heat, feeding the street. And fuck niggas up, little bitch, you think it's sweet? Confused niggas, bump on the shit I do to a beat, bitch. And bruise niggas, watch how I cruise niggas to sleep. And use niggas, watch how they knock it all in they deep. A few paparazzi won't catch me all when I creep. I move kamikaze when paparazzi is deep. They include chemosabis, you carbon copies is weak.
Aye, aye.
While I give you a trick or treat, you weak motherfuckers, I got you under my feet. If you sleep on a nigga, that's when you niggas are reap. Reap anything you sell, that's when niggas know shit is deep. And break your back and split your spleen. But the angry police officers when they step on the scene, they get even more angry when I be counting the screen. So I got these niggas shouting the way I'm out in the steam. Steam.
Take it away, Ben.
What's up, people? Ben Dusso here. One take. Let's go. I chose No Warning in the city because it basically describes how I feel when I walk around the city. I'm not from Toronto, from Montreal, but I love this city. I love Toronto. I love this band. I love the people inside this band. And this song makes me feel good. Big up Shy Shy. Enjoy.
That was some No Warning for you guys. No Warning. And I did not warn you for that one. So my good friend Ben, he was the one that wanted that song played. Amazing guy. Great vibes. If you guys are looking for a gym that he, and it's not like your average gym, this guy makes you work. Check out, let's see here before I butcher this. Check out his business in Toronto. If I can find it in time. It is called, I don't know, I can't find it. Oh, Anchored Social Club. That's him on Instagram. So check him out. Thank you guys for joining me here. What do you guys have to
thank
say?
Thank you, Shy, for having us on. We are Under Stolen Skies. And yeah, we're going to be recording a new track, hopefully this winter, called Pendulums.
Nice.
Yeah, you can check us out on anywhere.
We're on Tidal, we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify.
Ooh,
we're on SoundCloud, Bandcamp,
LimeWire, we're on Kazaa.
We're on that.
Are
and
you
those
on?
Those who see with their eyes wide open are blind to the lies of the kind not spoken, and that's fresh for 2020.
Whoa.
You sucker!
Are you guys on Napster too?
Oh, we're on Napster.
Okay, cool.
100%.
All right, guys, well, thank you for joining me. I'll be here next Friday, same time, same channel. Stay sane, stay good, stay happy, stay positive, and oh yeah, stay negative. I'll see you guys later. And by negative, I mean, you know, COVID. Ciao.
Each and every one of you who treat me like an animal. listen up, getting louder, louder, louder. Listen up, getting louder, louder, louder. Listen up, getting louder, louder, louder. Listen up, getting louder, louder, louder.